Brought to you by the Royal Society of Chemistry, this is the Chemistry World Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the April 2009 edition of the Chemistry World Podcast with James Mitchell Crowe, Nina Notman, Phil Broadwith and Bibiana Campasejo. So this is a terrific story, James, because for anyone who might be a bit accident-prone with their car, a drive in the sun could put all those nasty dents and scrapes right, perhaps.
Well, not the dents, but definitely the scratches. And yes, as you say, it will just heal themselves in sunlight. So what these guys have done is developed a polyurethane coating that can heal itself. It's a team at the University of Southern Mississippi, and they've taken the basic polyurethane and added a side chain to it, which incorporates an oxetane, which is a small four-membered oxygen-containing ring, which is very reactive, and chitosan, which is derived from chitin, which is a natural material used that crabs use to build their shells, for example, and the derivative, chitosan, is UV-active. What this exploits is the fact that when you have a scratch, you actually get damage down to the molecular level. So these oxetane rings, these reactive rings, get broken in half. When you combine that with the UV activity of the chitosan, what that does is basically breaks into two reactive halves in response to UV. And the chitosan strand reacts with the broken open oxetane ring and basically stitches the scratch together.
How long does it take to mend a bit of damage then?
Well, it can actually be surprisingly quick. The test scratch that these guys inflicted, I don't think it was on one of their cars, but anyway, it was only 10 micrometres thick, but they found that in bright UV light, the scratch was completely stitched back together within 30 minutes.
Bright UV light as in artificially bright, or would this work in the sun?
Well, they say it would definitely work in the sun. It might take a little bit longer than that, and it would probably depend on if it's a sunny day or a cloudy day.
So no hope for this country then. But given that it's based on polyurethane, does that mean it could readily be incorporated into the kinds of paints and coatings we use on cars and various other plastic surfaces right away?
Absolutely. Polyurethane coatings are already applied to things like cars, and they are already pretty tough, scratch-resistant materials. If you scratch it hard enough, then you will scratch the coating. So this sort of active surface takes it to the next step, and those deeper scratches will knit themselves back together.
So no excuse for not keeping your car's paintwork up to scratch in future. Thank you, James, and sorry about the awful pun. Now, James, we are almost out of time.